Professor Jared Haar is with us for Kōrero. Now, over 90% of the workforce in this country has reported experiencing intermittent bullying in the past year. That's according to research led by Jared, who hails from Ngāti Maniapoto and Ngāti Mahuta. Jared, tēnā koe. Thank you for joining us on the program. Ko dai o tēnā.
Yeah, good morning, morena, and lovely to be here.
Tēnā koe. Hey, well, it's not bullying, but it's certainly overworked, underpaid, and understaffed, and health and safety issues. We just touched on that with Christine Warrender from Gisborne Hospital. So in some ways, being bullied by a lack of resourcing. But you've looked into bullying in the New Zealand workforce and workplace. Can you background us as to why you delved into this area with sharp focus, please, Jared?
Yeah, so I guess bullying is one of those proverbial issues that gets raised about the New Zealand workforce. And my interest was, having not looked at it for a few years, you know, kind of pre-COVID data, and I was interested to see whether things had improved at all. And it's probably fair to say that, like, the last kind of study looking at, so the definition of being bullied is this kind of persistent and frequent events. And on that mechanism, you know, we've got 26% of the workforce on this recent survey of mine saying that they fit the, you know, this frequently bullied definition. And the last data from New Zealand in 2016 was about 15%. So unfortunately, it does suggest that things have possibly got worse in the workplace, not better.
Okay. Can you break down the figures? How severe is this bullying, and who's it happening to and where?
So 91.3% of the workforce have some kind of bullying experience in the last 12 months. So that's, you know, it could be someone withholding information from you that affects your job performance. That's the most common one. And then being ignored and excluded is a kind of the second place bullying behaviour, whereas other ones like persistent criticism of your work and effort are least common. But if you're getting one of those things, you are in unfortunately fine company with 91% of the workforce similarly experiencing those intermittently. But when we get down to kind of having a couple of these things every week, you know, it's still 26%. So one in four of us feel like somebody's withholding information, or we're being, you know, there's gossip or rumours about us, or we're being insulted, you know, on a weekly basis or more. And that's the bit that really worries me. You know, that really shows, you know, a quarter of the workforce are having this very heavy bullying experience.
Yeah, we all moan about bosses. Although I've got some pretty good ones, but you know, a lot of people in their workplace, you know, feel that they are being pressured into doing more longer hours, or as you say, overt criticism, etc. It can be deemed bullying, and I guess there's also, you know, soft bullying, subtle, that initially you might think is, but really, when you sit back and say, and consider how you've been treated, it could be deemed bullying. Is there a greater recognition, do you think, Jared, about the types of bullying that can occur in the workplace?
Yeah, and that's a very good point. And I do think one of, you know, I think our stereotype of bullying harkens back to kind of the school bullying, where we think of someone bigger than us being aggressive and yelling and pointing the finger and poking at you in the chest. And that's probably the least likely to occur, right? It's really this, you know, you find out that, you know, for the third time this year, there's been a lunch or, you know, a weekend event or something, and you haven't been invited. And then you just really feel like, oh, okay, so I'm not part of this team or workplace anymore. So those kind of being excluded or being ignored can be really subtle ways, right? And if you say something, someone can just say, oh, sorry, we forgot. You know, then you start to think, oh, am I being paranoid? You know, and this is part of the whole psychological warfare that unfortunately, you know, it looks like 26% of the workforce is getting on a kind of weekly basis. So, so it can be very subtle, which is, I think our recognition of these things has improved, which is a good thing. I just wish our recognition and subsequent behaviours in the workplace had improved more.
Kia ora, the findings for Māori workers, did you look into that area?
Of course I did. Always looking at the Māori angle. I don't know whether this is... Well, the good news is that they are no more bullied than anybody else, but the bad news is that you know, most of the workforce is having these experiences, and there's no difference which sector you're working in either. So, you know, it's kind of one of these things. Unfortunately, it's become so endemic in our workplaces that it doesn't matter where you work, who you are, you're going to be bullied, at least, you know, infrequently on a very common basis. But again, for a quarter of the workforce, that'll be on a weekly basis.
I just spoke with Christine Warrender, who's a nurse on the ward at Gisborne. She helped to coordinate an industrial action of just an hour because they were conscious of the safety of their patients, which is commendable, isn't it, that they would consider their needs, even perhaps prioritising them above their own. But we did touch on the fact that if you raise your head above the parapet, to use an old phrase, then you come to the attention of employers who might look down their noses at you going forward. Now, this could be the same with allegations of bullying. So did you detect a hesitancy to speak up in New Zealand workplaces because of the potential ramifications?
Yeah, and that's common all around the world. You know, people are loath to bring it to the attention, typically because, you know, if it's between a worker and their manager, the first thing the managers can say in New Zealand is, oh, well, you know, they're a performance issue, and I was trying to get Jared to work better, so I'm not really bullying him, I'm just doing my management job. And then we get this he said, she said type thing, and then we go kind of nowhere, and that is the kind of experience of workers. They do feel that they don't have a lot of protection, especially if it's somebody senior in the organization. So I think that we tend to suffer in silence, and I think maybe that's kind of one of the things moving forward. We need to encourage people to at least raise bullying conversations with their co-workers to get some kind of support going. So perhaps, you know, if you can go to make a complaint and say, well, actually, there's four of us who've had this experience with this person, you know, now that becomes a more compelling argument for something to be done.
With the decreasing unionisation of our workforce, and often we have union representatives who can raise the issue on behalf of the kaimahi that are part of that union focus. How important a role does unionism play in raising these unsavoury issues?
Yeah, well, I think that's a great chance to have a separate body step in to support you know, kaimahi who are experienced bullying, because it happens frequently. It happens infrequently for almost everybody, but still for a large group, that kind of quarter, have it, you know, this kind of weekly or, you know, up to daily occurrence. So they're going to need some support, and having an external body who might have some resources to bring, you know, at least the threat of a lawyer in there or something to kind of bring greater attention to investigating the claims, at least as a first point, can definitely help, you know, kaimahi who are struggling with bullying experiences at work.
The report is disappointing, isn't it, that 90% of people have experienced workforce bullying in the past year. Ultimately, what are you hoping the report into this COPUP will result in? Who needs to read it? Who needs to act on it?
Well, I think it's one of those things where, you know, we do need to remember that, you know, these kind of behaviours haven't gone away. And you know, my analysis shows that, you know, if you're bullied on a kind of monthly basis, your chances of being in high mental health problems around anxiety and depression are at least 11 times more than those who aren't being bullied so frequently. So, you know, your odds ratio becomes really critical, but it also affects your, you know, you're more likely to think about quitting the job, you're less likely to be satisfied on the job. So these are really kind of things that affect the bottom line of the way organizations run and operate and retain their profitability or struggle. So I guess one of the things is trying to get HR and senior leaders to recognize the damage that bullying does, not only to workers' well-being, but to the bottom line of the company, and trying to get them to go, okay, damn, this hasn't gone away. It's actually got worse, and we need to give it some more, you know, I guess some more attention.
Thanks again for joining us on the program, Jared. Always neat to talk with you, brother. All the best until next time. Ngā mihi.
Yeah, ka kite. Ngā mihi.
Thank you. Dr. Jared Ha from Manipoto.